Computing at the edge is typically involved low-level programming that blurs the line between engineering and software development. Most development shops and developers are comfortable building web applications or database applications in high-level languages like Python or Java. But small edge devices have usually lacked the compute power to support that kind of development. Instead, you had to build programs in C, C++, or even more dreaded, assembly language. For non-programmers, it's hard to explain how big a deal this can be. It's a bit like the difference between driving a stick or an automatic. If you learned on a stick, going back and forth seems kind of trivial. But if you've always driven an automatic, learning a stick is intimidating. The difference between low-level, unmanaged languages like C or C++ and languages like Python is much, much bigger, maybe 10 or 50x. Working in low-level languages is harder, slower, and more error-prone. But it isn't just a matter of effort. Programming well in languages like C is all about pointers, direct memory reference. It's a kind of programming that literally isn't allowed in higher-level languages. So it isn't just that you have to work harder. You have to think differently. So here's the good news. Modern SBCs and SOMs are easily powerful enough to run Linux and to program in high-level languages. For a development-oriented shop like ours that doesn't specialize in firmware and hardware-level programming, the familiarity of the programming environment and power of these systems is a huge deal, and it will be to most other potential developers too. This isn't just a matter of knowledge and experience. Languages like Java and Python are modern standards because they're more productive. You can do good work with them faster and more safely than in low-level languages. So the big deal about software development for the edge is that, these days, it's not that different.